Blog Talk Radio.
Down in Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina.
is telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in calm action plan must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what they say.
What your life can truly be. Shine and star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
That's a Saturday night, and here we're experiencing spiritual community and meditation with the most Dr. Benjamin Bridges, let's give him a nice hand and bring him on.
Yes, indeed, my brother. Glad to be back on our show, and now we're getting ready to move forward and talk about some things that are about to happen for our community. Because this is our time. We need to definitely utilize our time and help them to make some positive things come about, without a doubt. You know, one of the things that, you know, is happening right now, and it really surprises me because, you know, you don't have to be a super genius to see how this music situation is something that is having a huge impact on affecting our people. And the bottom line is that it's not happening in other communities, you know, it's just happening in our community. And that should be something that our people should be motivated to want to end. Because the bottom line is, when you really look at the nigger hate music that's telling people that they should kill each other, hate each other, not work with each other, not have nothing to do with each other, disrespect each other, try to destroy each other's lives. These are things that are being told to our people in a brainwashing sense through this negative nigger hate music that's being drowned in our community. But the bottom line is, when you look around, whether it's in Europe or here in America, in the white community, you don't hear music that's telling white people that they need to kill each other, that they need to hate each other, that they need to destroy each other. You don't hear that in the Hispanic community, the Asian community. You don't hear that in the Eastern community at all. The bottom line is that these are things that are being said only in our community. And the reason why it's being done is because we have not stood up to say, you know what, we don't need this destructive music to be played in our community. But instead of saying that, we say, you know, so what? And, you know, this crazy stuff's being said. I'm just ignoring it. I'm not going to pay no attention to it. But the bottom line is, when you allow negative music like that that's affecting our youth and even affecting some of our adults to want to hate and kill each other, especially our youth with these gang wars and everything, that's when you're starting to see a huge impact that's coming from this. And that's one of the reasons why you don't hear this crazy music being played in no other community except ours. And racist white folks are paying our rappers, whether they're males or females, good money to put up these terrible wordage that will tell us that we should kill each other, hate each other, disrespect our women, you know, disrespect the brothers. The bottom line is, it should be stopped. And the only way it can be stopped is if we step up to the plate and say, you know what, I'm going to see what I can do to put an end to this madness, because we don't need to be dealing with crazy talk and conversation like this that's going on, you know, in our community, and having the minds of too many of our people committed to actually getting involved with what that music is saying to do, you know. And I even had a terrible situation, you know, in a place called Pelham, New York, which is right next door to Mount Vernon and the Bronx. And basically, you know, I was sitting on some benches doing, you know, some phone calls with real estate and everything. And the funny thing about it, when I was doing those calls, you know, a group of white folks came up on me, young adults, and they were, you know, about in there, you know, you could tell they were 19, 20, 23, 22, around in that age bracket. But anyway, make a long story short, what ended up happening, when they came up, they wanted to sit in the area that I was already sitting in, and they said, wow, this guy's sitting where we were going to have our meeting, you know. And I was like, you know, well, hey, all you got to do is say, could you please leave? You know, I'll get up and get up, you know. But then they said, ah, forget it, man. Come on, let's go. So they just left, you know, and they didn't ask me would I leave, you know, or, could, you know, would you allow us to sit here and you go, you know, something. They didn't say nothing like that. But anyway, about 5 minutes later, they came back, and one of them had a recorder in his hand, and there was a brother playing, you know, singing some twisted rap music. And I couldn't even believe what was being said at that time, because it really blew my mind. Because I heard the negative rap music, nigga hate music before, but this was the one that was the worst one that I've ever heard. Anyway, make a long story short, what ended up happening with that particular black rapper was on there talking about 5 or 6 different reasons why we should hate and kill each other. And I couldn't even believe that, you know, there was a brother talking about it in such a terrible way, focused on our people doing each other in. And anyway, while he was talking all of this, man, he said, I hate these niggers. You can't trust them. You shouldn't have nothing to do with these niggers. They need to be killed. And all this crazy stuff. And I was like, what? You know, this guy's talking out the side of his mouth with all of this twisted and crazy stuff. And all the time that they were saying that, this white group of kids, they were like saying, hey, you know, look at this guy. They were giggling and laughing at the crazy stuff they were saying. He was saying in regards to us to be killing each other. And I was like, wow, us to be hating each other and all of that, you know. And they were giggling and laughing. And I was so pissed off, I really wanted to smack the guy upside the head that had the recorder. But I said, being that there's about 5 of them there, you know, even though the number got a little reduced there from the 7, you know, I said, you know what, still, I can imagine one of them pulling out a knife or a gun and saying, adios amigos. So I just said, nah, let me, you know, just walk the heck out of here. But I got pissed off and, you know, hearing them giggle and laughing while this guy was talking all this crazy stuff about how we should kill and hate each other. And he just went on and on and on with it. And they just went on and on with their giggling and laughing. But the bottom line is that we do not need to have our people try to allow this twisted and crazy type of mental negativity being induced into the minds of our people. And the problem is we've ignored it. We cannot afford to ignore it. Too many of our people are being killed. Too many of our people are putting up brick walls of self-hatred amongst us. And we don't need to have those brick walls going up, nor do we need to have our people killing one another. We need to end this. And the other thing that we need to do that's very important, we need to bring in positive music. Positive music was something that was really great back in the day. And like I said, I remember when James Brown came off and said, hey, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. You know, and that was something that was really great, because after he sang that song, I was like, wow, man, yeah, I'm black and I'm proud, you know. And I felt really good about that. And then there was other songs, you know, that were saying like, hey, ain't no stopping us now. You know, we're in the mood, we're in the groove, you know, we're on our way. And then there was another song that was really nice too, but there was a whole bunch of them. But it was, you can make it if you try. But if you ain't going to try, because you're going to believe that you're incapable, that you're not going to be ever able to do anything, because you're just wasting your time trying to do great and wonderful things in your life and trying to help your community, don't even try, nigga. You're never going to do anything positive or successful. And that's the thing. You know, when you're listening to all of this negative, crazy music, it actually brainwashes you to believe that they're incapable, that believe that they're worthless pieces of you know what, and therefore being that they are that, you know, there's nothing wrong with you killing each other, you know, but that's the whole thing. We don't need to hear that. We don't need to accept that, and we don't need to deal with that, because just like it's not being played in the white community, the Asian, the Hispanic community, and other communities around the world, our people don't need to hear it either. And the only reason why it's being done is because instead of racist white people rushing into our community with machine guns and hand grenades, killing our people. They put this crazy music together because we could kill ourselves. We don't even have to worry about them coming in because we're the ones pulling the trigger, not them. But the thing about it is being done in a slick way through this crazy music. But we don't need that. And we have to take up a position right now that says enough is enough. We want to now bring about positive music in our community. We want to now end the nigger hate music that is having a negative impact on our people. And I don't blame the Hispanics. I don't blame the Asians. I don't blame the whites. I don't blame anybody that doesn't allow this in their community to listen to this kind of crazy music, because they know if that kind of crazy music is played for a long time period and is drowning the minds of their people, it's going to have a negative impact on your people. But the bottom line is we don't have to accept that. And the only way not to accept it is to say, that's it. We are done with this. But if we're just going to say, no, just ignore it, man. Don't take it serious. Let it go, let it go. If people want to hear it in our community, let them hear it. Who cares, man? You know, and if they're going to kill each other, so right. You know, no, it shouldn't be nothing like that, that we feel that, or that we feel that that's okay, you know, for us to just ignore this crazy negative nigger hate music that's hurting our community. We should actually do something about it. End the nigger hate music, because it's destroying our community. And for us to just sit back and just let it happen doesn't make any sense at all. And all I'm saying to each and every one of you that are on the line tonight, we need to stand up and do something about ending this, because we do not need to have that kind of negativity playing in our community. And know that it's not playing in nobody else's community. So why should we listen to this madness and allow it to have its terrible impact on our people? We don't deserve it, and we don't need it. But what we do need is for our people to stand up and say, enough is enough. We're done with all this twisted BS that's going on in our community through this terrible, terrible nigger hate music that's telling us to kill each other, that's telling us to hate each other, that's telling us not to have anything to do with each other. And that doesn't work at all for us, and it's not going to work for our children, and it's definitely not working for our adults. We need to come together in unity and respecting one another, wanting to help one another, and bringing about positive change for each other. And in doing that, that's something that we can definitely do, but we have to make a commitment within our minds and hearts that the minds of our children, the minds of our adults do matter. And because it does matter, we want positive things to affect our community, not the negative. And that's a big part of the problem that we see every day in our community. We see problems that are affecting us because we don't have the feeling that we should stand up and do something about this, but we have to. So anyway, I wanted to share this with you today because this is something that some of you might feel is, well, why are you talking about this? No, it shouldn't be something that we don't even care to bring up, or it's not important to us. It should be very important to us, because the lives of our people and the brick walls of self-hatred that are being built between our people are things that we should not have. What we should have, again, is harmony and us coming together to work with each other, to help with each other, and to elevate our community and elevate our people in a positive way. And that's all we have to do. But the bottom line is this negative situation needs to disappear from our community. And the only way it's going to happen is if we come together in unity to bring about positive opportunity. All right? And that can definitely come about without a doubt, but we have to take the proper steps. So again, I just wanted to share that with you because this is something that is very important, and we have overlooked it and ignored it for quite a few years. But we don't need to actually accept this as part of our music that we should be listening to, because no one else is allowing this type of music in their community, and neither should we. So I just want to say that because our time has come to bring about some positive things in our community and in us coming together in a positive way so that we can end all this negativity here and in the future, in the present time and in the future time. All right. So anyway, that's one aspect of what I really wanted to share with you today, because this is something that we really need to focus on. Ignore it and say, ah, so what? But to really start to see that this negative nigger hate music is something that we do not want to have existing in our community. And once we start to really focus on this and see what we can do to turn it around, that's when we can get rid of that terrible frown of many parents who just lost their kids by being shot and killed, you know, even adults that have seen, you know, the murders that have taken place amongst adults to one another. All of this kind of crazy stuff no longer needs to exist. And we can have joy and happiness in our community, harmony, and unity. All we have to do is start to see a brand new reality where we get rid of all the negativity by us coming together in unity. And once we start to do that, we're going to start to see great and wonderful things happening in our community. So all I can say at this point is our time has arrived. We need to bring about positive change and no more jobs. Get rid of the negativity by starting to see a great opportunity in us coming together to help one another, to be a blessing for one another, to bring about positive change for one another. And let's start to see great things come about, without a doubt. So anyway, for the first part of this, I did want to give some of our folks a chance to have, you know, an opportunity to give some feedback on what they feel about this, you know, nigger hate music and the opportunity to actually bring about positive music in our community. So like I said, when you can say, hey, you know, say it loud, I'm black and I'm brown, and you can say, hey, I respect my brothers and sisters, and I really do, you know, feel that we need to feel that the lives of our youth and adults do matter, and we need to do what we can to improve our situations and our community instead of ignoring all this negativity that is happening in our community and just let it go. So the only thing that's going to happen is going to bring you down into the dungeon of pain and suffering, and you don't need to dwell there. You should be on the mountaintop of success where you can live your very, very best. All right. So anyway, at this point, what I would like to do is share this opportunity with the caller from 347-880. Giving you an opportunity to respond back on what we just said, and your mic is open. So if you have anything that you would like to share with us, definitely feel free to do so now, because as I said, this is a time where we need to not ignore it, but see what we can do to bring some positivity through. But go ahead, my brother. What do you think about this?
Greetings and blessings in the name of the Emperor, Haile Selassie I. Well, what I think about is because we don't have a neutral society where we praying to one God. And when we are praying to one God, sometimes we look like we're praying to devil nature. And so just not changing and telling the people to stop is to bring them into a position where that we can earn better living foundation, where that we are providing some means and understanding for them to do art in the singing, where we were criticizing them to bring better art look at the things that and the people that contribute to the well-being of 400 years out of slavery. Let's pick out the people in them who contribute towards changing that to bringing it to where it's at now. Let's get the names of those people and put them out. Put them up. Let the young people learn them because they don't have no respect for the elders. So these are the kind of things where that we have to really communicate on and bringing the young people in a position where that they have to learn the names and what the people contribute to the society that making it better for us now than what was happening before. Because we can look at how so much wrong things been happening. These people is in a vibes of kind of think it can happen. Where that they're in a negative vibes. They don't think that other people are going to treat them right. But if we get in the position where we can teach the Ethiopian World Federation understanding of how to be more better with each other and how to respect each other, not to overpower each other because you think you know or you don't know. It's just to be able to know that the truth from the history is not being told. We're quoting the wrong things from scriptures that not making our children get no holy ground to stand on. Everybody wants something for themselves, but they don't want nothing for the whole people. They want some others to be jealous because they're great at what they do. Well, let's develop something where that people have just something like the Black Wall Street. Saying that we have a name, that a particular part of America was developing, and what stopped them from developing is because of others' jealousy, and people don't like to see people working together. Because if two people can work together better than four, let the two people work together until they open expansion and they see they can get four. Then they get six. But let them have a proper agreement and understanding that they agree and what the principles are to be able to move forward. And if you don't have this in the society where young people don't see the older ones working together, we have to produce ourselves. Get it from the farm, make up the food, put it in the supermarket, having our people buy it, and having the farm plant again. We have to go from tilling the soil and start up the situation. People don't think that eggs come from chicken. They lay from somewhere else. And so what we are saying, let's bring our diet to the position with what people used to live for a long time and be able to live that they can help others to change their mind because they have successful understanding between each other. Because they change the diet and eating something similar. And what we are to do is to be able to bring the young people in a position where that we can show them the new style of music. Let's sing about the ancestors that make this country be free. What are we going to sing about the guy down the road that wants to shoot somebody for? Because the guy look at his woman or the guy disrespect his friend. Let's come and change those things. Let's have plays and songs that can change those things. Let's get into the arts. Because a lot of the people are in so much in distress from all these years of brainwashing, thinking that they're nobody. And those of us that think we're somebody, we don't have that attitude. So those people that think they can just drink rum and fall down in the street and mess up themselves, they're not going to do that. We that know we have to care ourselves, eat proper food, and think right, and respect our brother, regardless if he's WAP or the other. When he disrespect himself, then we can call away from him. And even if he starts respecting himself, we can bring him into the fold. This is the federation. But you have to respect others if you want respect for yourself. You have to respect what the elders doing to give you the respect when you come, that you can get some of the respect. Because otherwise, you would have these people beating you, fighting you, don't give you no job, you have to eat crap. So what he's saying now is for us to change our ways and don't concentrate on what we've done already. And let's bring up a new item. Let's make investment here that we can show kids in a different nature. Just like how we have how much 100 people or how much people going and back and Broadway, black people making plays. Let's get an industry going. Let's start making side plays of these plays that going on Broadway that people can act them in the community and young people can come and see them. The young lion, the young Lion King, and the young this and the young that. Let's bring them, just like people take a song and make this song into 10 different songs. But it's one song made all these 10 songs, 10 different people singing the same song. And let's develop something that people can remember. Well, you know, I don't know if I'm a good person or a bad person. I'm coming to be a better person because I can see where the ancestors want us to come together. Some of us in the ancestors don't want nothing to get in us because we want to do what we like. And it's not what we like is going to come out in front. It's what king and the people who put down things for us to do. Because we have most favorite nation status in America. Well, we're going to fight America. We have to join with America to help develop the people in them who wants to come here and think right. We are people that not fighting where we live. We don't want no fight where we live. We want to develop it in a way that we can get our rightful place in our society. We don't want Chinaman to think that he's more ingenuity than us. We can develop products and things just like him. He don't have nothing over us. Is we using all these machines to power in America? Is we the black man make the washing machine, the stoplight, the this, the that, the other? Because they stop us from doing these things and don't give us no props. When we make these things, somebody take the industry and monopolize on it. When we build a building, they don't pay us the right price. So we don't get no money to develop again. So we're behind the eight ball. What are we going to fight? Let us join with the good people that look into see that we can get. When the people take black people and fix up the building and them and then want a higher price for the building because they see that other white people have fixed the building for good price and strong building and this and that. They want to come in our community, fix up our building, make a big profit and laugh to the bank. We got to put a stop on these things. And let us see how you employ the people. Let us see the people in the books there that they can show that they pay the taxes. They don't let us pay no taxes. They don't let us get no Social Security. They do us what they want. But we are saying that they're doing it just because they want us to be just like the slaves. But we realize it's not no slavery. It's we have to change our society in the area that we live. And in this area, we have a black mayor, new district attorney in Manhattan, and we're going forward with the people who ill-treat us, that can't looking down on us and say that we are just black people. We are not just black people. We are people that came from the original throne of David. That's where the King of Kings came from. He came from the people of who was operating the highest in the time when they was operating. And he come again and show us that he get the people in the world to put a constitution together to let us run and help bring America together. When the land, when America wanted to go into World War and they didn't have no equipment and couldn't buy their steel, Ethiopia come and help them with gold to help them buy the steel in the international market. Let us use this opportunity in America because we're standing with America. We can't pull over and say we're going with the next nation now. We're here. And we're looking to get our people straightened up here. So thank you very much for the time out.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for sharing your positive feedback. And what you're saying really did have a nice, you know, terminology too, because basically a lot of what you said was definitely on line with what we should be doing, you know, and I do thank you for taking the time to come on board and share that with us. So you have a great evening and deal with the rest of our show, and you'll see that we're going to be taking this, you know, to another level. And thank you, my brother, once again for your positive feedback. Right now, we do have another caller online, and that's 347-622. Your mic is open, and if you would like to, please see if you can come on the call with us at this time and share with us what you feel as well.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on your show, Brother Bridges. I really enjoyed the fact that you're talking about uniting the music industry and having a positive type of music that others can listen to instead of the, what you term, the nigger hate or bitch and whore type music to degrade the black woman and also bring hatred, killing among black youths. But what we have seen also, the sponsors for these music is oftentimes the white people that would give big money, and they would even write certain lyrics for some of those artists to sing, and the artist himself trying to make a fast dollar by a fancy car, fancy sneakers, he gravitate towards these sponsors who have already written some of the lyrics for the music, which is degrading your brother, your sister, your mother, and really no respect for the black community. And you have a black artist partaking and contributing to such a destruction. And we have now to engage in conversation with some of the big music producers and directors. It is wonderful that you have ambition to change, but you have to also have a plan to go about making this change happen. You know, you can talk of the change, but who are you reaching out to effect this positive change? You have to have a strategic plan by which to go about making this change. It is wonderful to have the change, to talk about the change, because we need it. We need it. But what has to be done, however, a structure has to be taken by which you can effect such a change. It's very necessary, because the poison of the mind has gone on for too long, and a new generation is coming. So it's good and refreshing for the music to have a positive effect on our listening audience, our young people, our teenagers, the 20-somethings. They need to know that there's something really positive about being black, as way back in the 70s, as you reflected upon when you say, I'm black and I'm proud, and we speak of James Brown himself. We found that time in that when we were black power, and we were finding ourselves somehow in that time. In the 70s, was glorious to the black man who really, really, at that time, felt good to be black, knowing, you know, it was just a little time after slavery and the terrible principles of the South. And coming out of all of that, we saw a different sort of black man as we are seeing today. Today it's a case where we're even seeing the infamination of the black male. You know, black man is in Hollywood busy wearing dress and makeup and nails and all this sort of thing. So we're even seeing a falling apart of the young kings as well. So this is Hollywood. Hollywood is the seat of Satan. We have to wonder what you're coming up against. Music industry, that's also a very demonic place, a demonic industry. So you have to strategize within your ambition to change the music industry, knowing fully well what you're coming up against. I'm not saying it cannot be done, because there's nothing impossible with our Heavenly Father. He can make all things possible. We have to be positive within ourselves to effect that change, knowing which direction that we have to take and who we have to reach out to make this change possible. So I thank you for having me at this time, and this is my contribution to tonight's conversation.
Well, thank you, my sister, for coming on and bringing your positive and wonderful energy to share that positive feedback with us. I do appreciate that. And yes, what you were saying was right on time, because that's what we have to do in order to change our people's minds from that negativity of being caught up into all of that negative stuff that's been brainwashed into our people's minds to not want to deal with each other, to hate each other, to want to kill each other. All those kind of things don't even need to exist anymore. And the funny thing about it is, when you look into other people's communities, our community is the only one that has this twisted and insane music to listen to. But nobody else in the world is listening to this type of music for their community. It's only being focused on trying to do our community in. And the thing about it is, we cannot ignore this any longer. So I really do appreciate your positive feedback and what you had to say. And we're going to be moving on to a brighter day, because when we come together in unity and really start to focus on bringing about positive things in our community, we can bring them about. But all we have to do is have respect for one another, caring for one another, and know we can be a blessing for one another. And when we come from that perspective, where we do actually care and feel the lives of our people do matter, that's when we're going to see those negative things that are happening in our community should cease to exist. And that's why we need to come together in unity, so we can get rid of all of this wonky craziness and we can make it happen. Yes, indeed. So thank you once again, my sister, and you have a great and wonderful evening, and see if you can stay on the show, because we're on our way to making some things really happen today. Anyway, we have another caller on the line. And this is the brother from 718-350. Your mic is now open. And if you feel you have something you would like to share as well, please feel free to, you know, make a comment on what has been said thus far. And hey, that would be great.
Yes, thank you so much for opening the mic to me. It is, we're in a situation that this all this negativity has become generational, you know, and, you know, the mothers and fathers of the kids, you know, have grown up in this type of generation. You know, we can talk about Tupac, Biggie Smalls. We can talk about, you know, so many who were poets. Nobody perfect, but we can go back to the 60s and you know, the 70s, Gil Scott-Heron, you know, all the music back then, positive about liberation, freedom, you know, and so on. But we have generations now that the home, there was no home foundation. And I'm not saying all, but though where you had the foster kids, the latchkey kids, starting from that, looking at things that your mother or father works so they can get this American dream, but they exclude you, you know, or they don't pay that much attention to you, but pay attention to the things, you know, and so on. Now the foster system, you know, they're throwing out our kids at 18 years old. Where do the kids go? Where do girls and boys go? In the street. All right. You got to catch them from there. There has to be some type of net to catch these kids that are coming out of foster care or who have been abandoned, you know, and then, you know, even their parents, you know, who have mental issues and drug issues and so on. You got to start from the embryo on the situation, because there's so many people who have been lost. Now, there's so many organizations, not-for-profit organizations and so on, that are trying to do the same thing in each community. You know, I believe that if there was a general organization or network, that all these organizations can come and communicate with one another rather than recreating the wheel all the time. We wind up competing against each other rather than coming together with one another. That would be a start. You know, there are programs in Pennsylvania, in New York, all through New York, Brooklyn, that are still going on for manhood training. You know, the situation with young girls and young women, you know, there's all kinds of help now for them, but who's directing that to them? This is what we have to continue trying to push. There is a place, there is a safe haven. There, you know, you're the product of who you grow up around. You know, and if you're growing up around, you know, an area where there's rape and robbing and killing and you hear guns all night and you can't get out, well, you know, you got to survive. You got to protect yourself. So what you going to do? You're going to pick up a gun. You know, if you're feeling yourself intimidated or fearful, you know, what have you, what are you going to do? You're going to join a gang because there's no family, you know. And these are the things that have to be, you know, addressed on a large scale. But the wheel has already been created. All we got to do is add ourselves to one of the spokes in the wheel.
Mm.
You know, come together and in one mind, you know, and start settling the problem. And it may not be totally settled in my lifetime, but to get it started and don't sleep another 50 years, to sleep another 50 years and get it started and then let it perpetuate, the kids who are the people who are beneficiaries of these things now can be the teachers in the future of the kids so that we don't lose as much. We're going to lose. We're going to lose some. You know, nothing is 100%. You know, and so on. So this is something we have to really study and go into in one mind, in one accord, you know, and get rid of the shaft, the poverty pimps and all the other people that are still out there, you know, that are not doing anything, you know. So that's my take, and I thank you for the time.
And thank you, my brother, for sharing your feedback, because much of what you had to say was also very true. You know, we have to be mindful of our youth, you know, and what they're getting caught up into, like you said, being out on the street, because we have to have positive programs that can be alternatives for them to pull them into positive thinking, positive opportunities that can get them out of selling drugs and gang banging and killing each other and all that kind of crazy stuff. But all of that can be taken away, but we have to step up to the plate and see what we can do to bring about some positive things to start coming through. Because if we just leave them out on the street with all the negative stuff that's out there waiting for them, then basically you're going to see a lot of them either go into early grades or then you're going to see them going into jail. And we don't need to have that for their future. They deserve to live a worthy, prosperous, and positive life. And the only way something like that can be done is us coming to really be involved in doing something about making sure that can happen for them. And like I said, I never forget, you know, the good old affirmation that came from Africa. It says it takes a village to raise a child, not just the mother and the father. If you see a kid, you know, being flushed down the toilet because this system is totally trying to, you know, bring them down and out, then we have to see what we can do, because many times the parents might not be in a position where they can help to pull that child back up, you know, but we can. And that's the thing. do we even want to take the time to try to see if we can pull them up, or should we just let them go ahead on down into the toilet of destruction and into the toilet of, you know, terrible situations for their life? We do not need to allow our children's lives to be jacked up and destroyed. But what we need to do is step up to the plate and see what we can do to really bring about some positive things to come through for them. And they definitely deserve it, but we have to step up to the plate and deal with it. But anyway, we do have another caller, and that is number 678-496. 678-496. Your mic is open right now, and if you can come forth, and if you would like to share your feedback on what has been said in regards to the music situation, the positive music, the negative music, and what do you think we should do? You know, should we ignore it or should we do something about it?
Hi, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
This is Eugene Bias. I host the Tuesday show, Let's Learn About Money, on the same channel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an insurance broker, life and annuity insurance broker. I couldn't agree with you more when the previous caller spoke about what we need to do as a people and what we should shy away from as a people. I think that we need to promote each other, recommend each other, support each other in business, to spend amounts our community so we can have a community foundation and a community awareness where our people can have more of an understanding that we are somebody. You know, it is very clear that we need structure. Our community needs some sort of structure. And not only that it needs structure, it needs a proper recommendation from our community leaders and other icons to promote good behavior and not condone bad behavior. From time to time, we'll see bad behavior being condoned in our community, and then it becomes cancerous. It's hard to get rid of. And what I find that a lot of people in the past would use certain languages to describe themselves or people of color, by people of color, towards people of color. And I find it very offensive and distasteful because it's a cycle that our children, our youths are going through, living through, and experiencing. And it's growing from cycle to cycle. But if we was to be aware, make an awareness of it, and try to make a difference in our community by not having that cycle perpetuate from one era to another, then I think we as a people would have more, we'll be more conscious, we'll be able to do more as a people. I mean, look at the war in Ukraine. Yeah, look at who is benefiting from that war and look at who's gaining. Now, I was reading an article where the President of the United States of America engaged or attempted to engage a conversation with the Saudi prince, who declined that conversation. And then the United States government, who have had sanctions against Venezuela for many a year, the American government don't even accept Mr. Maduro as the current president. They see see the opposition leader as the current president after the last election. They're engaging with the current president, the sitting president, to do more and produce more in oil. Well, my question is, how many African nations are producing oil? Why those African nations are not being engaged to produce more oil, to provide more oil, to supply more oil? There's some Caribbean countries like Guyana who is now drilling for oil. It's a small nation, but they're an oil-rich country. They're drilling for oil. Why can't they invest into their oil infrastructure and natural resources and get the oil out of there and have those resources? Is it because it's a black country? Nigeria produces a lot of oil, to name a few. Why are they not being engaged to provide a better supply or a bigger supply or more of a supply of oil not being purchased from them or Ghana, you know, or any other country, black country that is producing oil? Is it a simple fact that the powers that be don't know that there's other black nations that produces oil? So if you sanction one country that has a big contribution towards the economy, they can't engage us? Why can't they engage us? Don't we have sufficient people in Congress that has the awareness of what's going on around the world? Why we as a people continue to struggle, to suffer? We wouldn't recommend, we wouldn't suggest our own. And that's our problem, when we cannot stand up and fight for our own and engage the powers that be for our success, for our people's success. Because that money will come into our community. That money would eventually funnel down to our brothers and sisters of color. So I agree with the previous caller that talked about the rap music. I mean, I went to a comedy club the other night, and I walked out for the same reason, because I didn't like the way the comedian was addressing females, and was a black comedy club, and it's a black comedian. And, you know, the way he was speaking and addressing or directing his comments to females, I felt very offended by it. And that's one of the reasons why I don't listen to rap music. Because the guys on the street, I can tell you, from the things I've heard and experienced, they try to be conscious. They try to feel like they're one of us. But do their music reflect that? Do the things that they believe in or they profess to believe in reflect that? Where is it in our community where we can show that, like someone said to me, Jay-Z and company came from Brooklyn, New York. From where is their legacy? What is the legacy? What have they left for our young people? They know how rough it was growing up in their time. What did they do? What are they doing? Those are my real questions that I have. And I would like to see that our community come together as one. I mean, people said, oh, this person has the best Chinese food, or you can get the best steak here, you know. But no one is saying you can get the best Southern food here, or you can get good West Indian food there. You know, the promotion is more on the Asians and the Caucasian promoting their business. And like, you know, I was on the show last night where I told them, you know, I believe in Sims model, you know, an educated customer. And we're not educating our community. I host my show every Tuesday night to educate the community on what's out there and how they can invest and secure their future and plan a financial future for their family. because we weren't taught this in school. We weren't taught this at home. You know, today our kids come to the dining room table, when we do get them to the dining room table, with a tablet or a phone, and everybody's in their own world. There's no discussion about money. There's no discussion about the future, about budgeting, about planning ahead. It's something that hardly or completely don't exist in our community. You know, how many parents would join with me and says they agree that they have to fund their children's wedding or their children college, or they have to be helping their children after they finish colleges, their education. My question is, what provision you a parent have made for that child or children so they don't leave school with these big debts that they're leaving the school, they're leaving college and university with? What are we doing as a community to invite our young people when they graduate to come and work with us and join us and be in the community where we can serve our community and make a difference in our community where more than one of us is standing together? We go, we hire those of us that are in business. For the most part, we want that white face in our business. We want that Asian guy doing our IT. And black guys do have the qualification. Black gals do have that qualification. And we can keep our business within our community and we'll be powerful if we decide to come together and be one. If we decide to not look at the negative elements that's out there, it's in every community. But for some reason, I find that it's very, very visual in the minority community. As soon as something happens, people don't know the full story, but they run to spread rumors. They don't know the complete facts, but they're ready to spread the rumor, you know, instead of stopping it in the track, getting the evidence, getting the complete facts, knowing the whole story, and put it to rest once and for all so we can move on, you know, as a people. I was looking at a show the other day where the actor was saying, why not look in your front mirror when you're driving? You don't look in your rearview mirror. Why you keep looking back? Keep your head in front. Look in front. Yesterday is gone. That's history. Tomorrow is a mystery. What provisions are you making in life to come up with that, to fix that mystery so it can be beneficial to us as a community and as a people? So, yes, I am totally in agreement with everything that has been said thus far tonight, whereas we need to come together as a people. We need to share our resources. We need to invest in each other. We need to make information, good, potent information available amongst ourselves. And we need to, more importantly, have workshops, have talks, have seminars amongst ourselves where we can share this information that we learn, hold, and achieve with our community, with our young people. Our young people, I don't know where they're going to be 20 years from now. At the rate they're going, I have the conversation with my sons and daughters every day. Every day we have the conversation because I can't understand the direction that the world is taking. Where are young people going to be 20 years from now? Those, our youth today is going to be our men and women of tomorrow. Those are going to be our decision makers. And what are we leaving them with? What are we leaving them with? Beside a national debt that's out the window. Okay? So I think as a people, we need to come together and understand what our economy is, what our powers are, what resources are available to us, and we need to capitalize on it. And also, we need to teach our people, especially our young people, and have the patience with them. Have patience with them. And that's where I think a lot of us senior people fall short, because we don't have the patience with the young people. It's a different thinking. It's a different time. We have to get the patience to teach them stuff. We have to teach them how to be financially independent. We have to teach them how to own wealth, wealth building. We have to give them financial literacy training. It's not happening in the home. It's sad that, you know, after all these years, we're still having the situation where males are not in the home, and the boys and the girls are being raised by females and that. So it's an awareness that we need to bring as adults. We need to bring to the children, to the youths, so they understand that, listen, it's not the end of the world. Things happen. You're going to get older. You know, you're hoping not to continue that cycle of a revolving door in your relationship, but it's not the end of the world. You can still take your rightful place and secure in society. You can still have that job security and that relationship security, whereas you can make a life for yourself and family and make your family happy. So I'm
yes,
totally 100% in agreement with it, and I'm sure that I would support any movement, anything that needs to move forward to make that happy, not just in New York, but across the United States of America and abroad. Thank you.
And yes, indeed, my brother, and thank you. And I do appreciate, you know, what you were saying, because we do need to not just make this just in New York. You're right. This needs to be done across the United States with our people so that we can definitely have a huge impact on changing the negativity that we see that's holding our people back and all this negativity. But anyway, I do have another caller as well that sometimes does come on and actually make comments, but then sometimes they don't. But anyway, we'll see what they have to say. 111-111, your line is open now. And we just want to see if you have any comments to share with us in regards to what is being said thus far. And if you have something that you would like to say, please feel free to come on board and let us know what you have to say. Do you have anything, any comments you would like to share? Okay. Well, 111 is a listener. No problem with that. And we'll go on to the next person. And that is 470-938. 470-938. Your line is open now. And if you have something you would like to share with us as well, that would be great. So please give us some feedback on what you feel on what has been said thus far. And let us know what you feel in regards to discussing how we could change the music industry and change our community as well. So what do you feel in regards to this, 470? Just wanted to see if you had something that you'd like to share with us as well. But sometimes people just want to be listeners instead of commenters, so no problem with that. But in case you did want to have something to say, the mic was open for you to share what you wanted to share. So no problem. But we do have another gentleman that, you know, may have something to share with us as well, and that's Brother Ron. And we wanted to see what he had to say in regards to, you know, the situation that we see with the, you know, positive music that could be of great help to our community and the getting rid of the nigger hate music that has had a huge impact on negativity in our community. I just wanted to know what he had to say as well, my brother.
Well, in the Black Business Billionaire Network Club, we have a saying that financial freedom leads up to stopping mental slavery. And what we mean by that is that a lot of people are enslaved because of money, because they need money, they want money, and someone is willing to pay them money as long as they do what they say, like a prostitute. And that's enslavement. And a lot of these people that's in the sports world, entertainment world, a lot of people like movie stars, comedians, music moguls, they find it not robbery, or they don't find it anything wrong with infiltrating our community with bad movies and bad bad images and bad music and bad language and just filthy language and low class, dirty ghetto type of behavior. And kids say, "I'm from the hood. I'm a ghetto. You know, I'm this, I'm that," and they associate poverty, ignorance with being black, which is totally, totally, totally wrong. African American people came on these shores as slaves, worked hard. I come from sharecropping family, North Carolina, South Carolina, that worked hard to bring me up with decency, with a Christianity, with respect for others, with the ethics of work. And the great possibility of the greatest level of academia and education as possible. And I took advantage of these things. And so nobody can tell me. I come from dirt poor South Carolina. I got my I started college when I was 15. I got my PhD at 21. I made my first million at 18 years old. I don't come from a wealthy family. I don't come from a connected family. I come from a hardworking family. I tell my six children, one thing about work, hard work, nobody can stop you if you work hard, if you want to be somebody, if you feel in your heart that you really want to achieve, you can. The circumstances does not matter. So when people tell me, "Well, I didn't come from the right side of the tracks, I've been impoverished, my mother was a prostitute, my father was a drug addict, I lived in the projects, I come from welfare family," you could break the ice. So many people come from nothing. When I grew up in the 50s in South Carolina, there was no welfare. There was no food stamps. There was no SNAP. There was nobody to go to for subsidies for colleges or private schooling. There was nobody to help you. The white man didn't do anything for us. He had to do for self. We built our own banks. If y'all do not know it, we built our own banks. We built our own schools. We built our own medical centers. We built our own law enforcement. We built a situation where we had attorneys, some of the best attorneys in the United States of America, who fought against the evilness of anti-blackness in America and the violations of civil rights and human rights and the constitutional rights, violations of our people, come from great legal minds. We built the science. The first open heart surgery that was successful was an African American. Blood plasma, African American. Red light, green light, yellow light, the stop sign, African American. Think of the fact, the formula, the technological formula, computerized science to make the astronauts go up in the air. It's a black woman, African American. You tell me what we did not do. I can tell you 10,000 different patents and 10,000 different inventions that we did that we didn't get credit for. The 1700s, 1600s, 1800s. So nobody can tell me this class of people is a second class of people. I deny that. It's how you behave and how you want to behave and where do you want to be in your life. You can choose to do bad music. Sidney Poitier never did a bad movie. Never. The man started the movies in the 1940s. Harold Belafonte never did a bad movie. Okay? Diane Carroll, you go on and on and on, the actors of the 1930s and 1920s that never did any kind of Pritchett and Amos and Andy type of behavior. But, you know, they didn't do it. He refused to do it. Sidney Poitier worked to do it. And at the end of the night, the white man slapped him. This is a 1950s movie. And he slapped the hell out of him back simultaneously. He never was no kind of second-class citizen. He was always on above and beyond his game set because he refused to play any kind of ignorant part for a couple of dollars. That's what the quality of the individual, the character of the individual, how your mother and father bring you up with respect for yourself, respect for your community, respect other people. My parents taught me to be respectful of others, but at the same time respect myself, stand up for myself, be right. My parents told us, you better be right. We stand up and fight for you. You better be correct. And to honor God and be fearful of God and do the right thing and live a life pleasing unto God and everything will work out. And that we treat people with respect. Regardless of the ignorant people in the South, white people in the South that talk ignorant, call us niggas, put us in the back of the bus, couldn't go to the bathroom, couldn't go to the restaurant. That's their ignorance. I don't ponder their ignorance. I don't behave like them. How I'm going to teach somebody something, I'm going to act like a fool. Fools follow each other. Birds of a feather flock together. Monkey see, monkey do. I told my children to step up and be different. Don't just, everybody's going around, nigga, nigga, my nigga, yo, my nigga, yo, my nigga, yo, my nigga. Pants behind your behind, walking out acting like a puffoon. You don't have to do that. Nothing good in that. In Madison Avenue, the white man in Madison Avenue who owns the music industry, the movie industry, the publications, the journalism, the news reports, all they do is spend all their time defining, the humanizing and the destructiveness and the decombobulation of the black community. All they spend their time is finding ways to degrade us, to low-class us, to second-class citizen us. That was from the time we hit the shores of this country, the time we hit Plymouth Rock, to right now, it's been a dehumanizing experience, and you can either, you can be subject to it, or you can deny it and not participate in it. I refuse to be a second-class citizen, another type of nigger. I refuse, and it's just about my behavior. Tell my kids, stand upright, stand straight up, talk proper, get educated, be somebody. Don't allow anybody to talk down to you or to make you a second-class citizen. It's your behavior. People respond to you according to how you behave and how you respond back to them. I'm going back to the 50s and the 60s. I responded by yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. But let me explain something to you, ma'am. Let me explain something to you, sir. My name is Ronnie L. Robinson. I am somebody. I come from God. God created me just like he created you. And God said he had no preference for man and nobody better than nobody. PhD or no degree, $1 million or no dollars. God said everybody's the same. My grandfather only had a third of education. He said, you can be poor and you can be lack of education, but you don't have to be ignorant and you don't have to be nasty and dirty. That's something that individuals can stop for themselves. People will indicate who you are by the way you dress, by the way you talk, by the way you behave. So if you act like a nigger, walk like a nigger, talk like a nigger, dress like a nigger, if you call yourself a nigger, you're going to be a nigger. My father said you walk down the street and one of those crackers say nigger and your head turn around and maybe that's your name. But if that's not your name, keep on walking. I say this to black people all the time. One thing people can't take away from you is your dignity. That song that Whitney Houston sang, The Greatest Love of All, is that people can't take away your dignity. They can't take away your degree. They can't take away your accomplishment. They can't take away your decency. They can't take away your relationship with the Creator and how you behave and how you live your life and how you treat other people. But respect, because you demand respect. The way you demand respect is not by beating somebody up and making them do what you want them to do. Thank you, Putin. Thank you, Zelensky, Ukraine, and Russia. The white man's condition is coming against them. That's why you see how they're killing each other. Is that a good example for us to learn from? This is who you want to emulate? This is who you want to be like? Destructive people who kill people for money, who bomb children's hospitals and nursing homes for the elderly. This is the kind of barbaric behavior you want to duplicate?
This is barbaric. This is dehumanizing. This is inhumane. This is their behavior. Africans don't act like this. Even African prime ministers and presidents got on the floor of the UN and said, we don't bomb each other's kids. We don't kill women and children, innocent women and children. There is a non-fly zone that says you cannot kill innocent civilians. And they're allowing Putin to do it. So what that makes you, Mr. Biden? What that makes you, Mr. Boris Johnson? What that makes you, Mr. Head of France, head of the Canadian president, the president of France? What do I make these people? The president of the United States, the president of Germany, the president of Switzerland, Zurich, all these civilized European countries. What did I make you, Britain, that you allow this man to kill innocent people, children, and women? Who wants to duplicate that kind of behavior? That's what I'm saying. The Bible says, come ye from among them and be ye different. Walk different, talk different, behave different, eat different. Respond to them differently. That's going to make the difference. You got to raise up a great nation of young people, a great nation of our people, black people, African people, Ethiopian people, whatever you call yourselves, the black diaspora, the African diaspora, the Ethiopian diaspora, whatever you recognize yourself to be, raise your children up to be respectful, raise them to respect God, number one, because the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And children that do not fear God do anything. People that do not fear God do anything. Thank you, Putin. Thank you, Zelensky. If they feared God, they couldn't kill and destroy people so easily. But the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. I tell you, teach your children to fear God. I don't care if you're Muslim. I don't care if you're Jewish. I don't care if you're Christian. I don't care if you're Rastafarian. I don't care if you're Hindu, Buddhist, whatever. If you're atheist, teach your children to fear something where they can respect somebody and something else besides themselves. One thing Senator John McCain said that made a lot of sense. Step in, respect something bigger than you. This is bigger than you. This thing is bigger than you and me. It's bigger than us. And it's time for us to take a stand, to make a change. And the only way we're going to do that, brothers and sisters, we got to come ye from among them. We got to be different. I'm not compromising. I'm not going to be complicit. I'm not going to be common. I'm not going to be just another black man. You can stop identifying me. You know, I told a white man the other day, I said, you call me black man, but you want to tell me that you're 10% German, 35% Lithuanian, 40% Scottish, 90% Hungarian, another 10% French, another 9% British. He gave me the rundown, but he called me black man. Don't call me black man. I'm a Native American. I'm a Nigerian. Okay? I'm a Moorish American. I'm a Cherokee Indian. My bloodline. I have a bloodline. I have a culture. I come from someplace. I am somebody. Jesse Jackson said, I am somebody. Look at me. Respect me. Protect me. Treat me like I'm an American citizen. Demand it. We sit here and we cry for 400 years. Thank you, Kanye West. Y'all can call Kanye West crazy for a wonder. He said something very implicit. He said, listen, after 400 years of slavery, brothers and sisters, in 2020, if you're still enslaved, it seems like you're a voluntary slave. You're volunteering to be a slave. Your mentality. Stand up and be a man. Act like a man. Walk like a man. Talk like a man. Dress like a man. The Bible says, when I was a child, I act like a child. I play like a child. I was a child. Now I'm a man. I walk up like a man. I talk like a man. I act like a man. I take care of my responsibilities like a man. My family, my household, my wife, and my kids like a man. Be a man. The destruction of the black man is when they took away his ability to be a man. and to take care of his family. But that's what a man is about. That's what the black man is built for. So let us also let them know we're more than just black. We come from cultures, histories, music, science. The evidence of civilization, the creation of civilization, the cradle of civilization is the region they call Africa, and the Bible says Abyssinia. That's where everything started. Everything. That's why we're so creative. That's why we can do music and science and math. That's why we can create all these things. All these major medical research that's being done that they're not telling us about in these scientific laboratories, epidemiologists, they're black. All the great scientific technologies that design and made equipment to do operations specifically are black. All the surgeries and the heart implementations and the mechanisms they use to implement for all kinds of medical research and diversity and technology is black people doing it. If we walk away, if we step up right now and walk away from this society, they'll be damned. The Europe would be damned. America would be damned. The white man would be damned without us. We create music. We create songs. You think Beethoven, Mozart were white? You think classical music belonged to the white man? You think the just because they did not allow black people to perform in these operas? We created that. Don't let them take away that which belonged to you. And so I said to us, he unto him who willing to deny all that in which your ancestors have done. When the white man tell me about his founding fathers, I got that back and I'm not talking about my founding fathers. I'm just as proud of my founding fathers. I'm just as proud of my heritage. I'm just as proud of being an African, Abyssinian, an Ethiopian, a black man, whatever it is. I'm Moorish American. I'm proud. It's not only about me talking, it's about my lifestyle, how I live my life, what I do in my life, how I treat others, other black people, how I try to bring them up, take the brother from the gutter and try to make him something better than what he is. Take the sister from the gutter and try to make her something better than what she is. Raise them up. Let them know. They have no reason. There is no reason or excuse for any black man, woman, boy, girl, or child to say to me, the association of poverty, the association of ignorance, the association of drug and alcoholism, the association of homelessness, the association of mental illness, the association of drug abuse is a black connected thing. It is not. That not do with black people. That's the white man's way of destroying you until you wake up and understand that greatest he has in me than he has in the world. I do all things through Christ that gives me strength. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. When you can separate yourself from this world and all these little deities and all these little symbols and all that kind of people that you think is all that and everything and you following them and they don't care about you, when you can step away from that and be ye different and walk different and talk different and don't go with the crowd, because the Bible says the road to well thinking and doing is paved with a whole bunch of mistakes and people are going straight to hell.
Well said, my brother.
It's narrow and it's hard. So in that case, I say this. Be different. Stand up different. Be a true black man, a true black woman, a true African, a true Ethiopian, a true Abyssinian. Be a true Morris American. Be true to what you are and stand up. Thank you so much.
And thank you, my brother, for sharing that information that you just shared, positive feedback on what we need to do. And that was really on time, too. And we also have 111 who raised their hand and said they had a comment to say. So go ahead, 111. Let's see what you got to say. One, one, one. Did you change your mind? So I saw, another line come up with your hand raised and everything if you wanted to make a comment. But I guess it looks like you changed your mind. No problem. Anyway, at this time, the time is getting down to the point where we only have a short period of time left. This is where we get ready to get started to do our prayer and meditation. And basically, we're going to, you know, focus on some positive things that we're getting ready to do. And I definitely would like to, you know, see what we can really start to focus on. But before we get ready to do that, I did want to say with our children, you know, I had dedicated, you know, 12 to 13 years of my life involved in the schooling system. And one thing for sure is that our children many times have had a lot of, you know, negativity that they were brought up with, whether it came from their parents, whether it came from community, whether it came from other situations that they were involved in. But the bottom line is that, you know, when you can reach out to try to pull them out of the negative mind thinking that they're in, it can really help to bring about some positive change. But if we're just going to sit back and, you know, just say, ah, forget about it, they'll maybe one day come out of it, maybe they'll never will, so we'll just see what happens. You know, don't sit on the sideline and just watch what's going on. We need to participate in doing something about it. Because one thing for sure, I saw a lot of positive change come through for them when we were ended up with our Parents Against Teen Violence, you know, program that helped to end the gang wars, you know, and saved a lot of their lives, which was a good thing. But the bottom line is when we can participate in actually reaching out to be a part of showing them that they are worthy of living a positive life, that they are worthy of being able to live a successful and prosperous life, that they are worthy of becoming adults and staying, instead of going into an early grave or going into jail. They don't need to do any of that. We can make the change and we can make the difference. And unfortunately, when we were in the process of getting our 150 members that were different people across the country that worked with us on helping to speak to our youth about how they can actually do positive things with their life and instead of staying in that negative mindset and going down into the gutter of poverty and staying there and being stuck into a negative mindset of thinking that they can never accomplish anything positive, we are able to pull a lot of them out of that, pull them out of the gangs and pull them out of negative thinking of who they thought they were told the lies that they would never be able to achieve anything. And they can, and they're worthy of it, and they can achieve these things. But the bottom line is we as the adults have to step up to the plate and see what we can do to create a great and wonderful opportunity for them. Because if we're just going to sit back and say, you know, who cares what happened to them? Our children's lives do matter, and our children's lives mean that this is our future. And we cannot just sit back and say, we're going to just let them go, because we're not going to let them go down the tube. We're going to raise them up to reach the mountaintop of success. But that means that we have to make a commitment to helping them out, because if we're just going to sit back and watch all this negativity come their way and we're not going to do nothing about it none of the day, then what's going to end up happening is that we're going to see a lot of them go down the tube of destruction. We don't need to see them go down there. We need to see them rise up to the mountaintop of success where they can achieve their very best. And unfortunately, there are adults that really don't care, and there are adults that actually really do care. But the main thing about that is that we need to come together with those that do, and then we'll see what we can do to bring about positive change. Because, like I said, it blew my mind when we were talking about how we wanted to really see what we could do to end the gang wars once again and to really bring about some positive change for our community and our youth. And then, like I said, a sister came up to me and said, What are you wasting your time trying to deal with changing and helping these knucklehead kids for? If they're going to buy guns and crazy stuff like that to kill each other, let them go ahead and kill each other. That's their karma. Just let them go down the doggone tube. Who cares? And I was like, what? I couldn't even believe that she was saying that to me. But yet, that's the show that we do have a lot of self-hatred amongst our people that don't even care about the ability of our youth to change their lives into the positive instead of being stuck in the negative, you know, and they don't care on whether our kids, you know, can bring that positivity into their lives. So, unfortunately, some of our adults have been brainwashed and not even caring whether our kids live or die. And that's something that's really sad to see. But you, as an individual, can bring our kids to a new reality, because all we have to do is come together with these different programs that we have, and we'll be able to see some positive things come about. So this movement to change the music and to change the financial situations that we see ourselves in right here and now can really make a big difference in our lives. So let us get away from all this negative jive. Let us start to see a definitely brand new reality. And for those that don't want to participate in helping our people, don't even worry about them for right now. We can come back to them later on and help them to come out of that gutter of not caring as well. But right now, we need to come together with the people that do care and see about making the changes that need to be brought about. And all I can say for right now, I really do appreciate each and every one of you come on the call and that do care about the lives of our children, the lives of our youth, because this is our time where we can really bring about some positive things to come about. So anyway, right now, we're going to start off with the prayer, and then we're going to go right into the meditation. So all I can say to you is, at this point, let us, you know, find a comfortable sitting position where we can find a place where we won't be distracted or, you know, called in to do something else, but that we can be in a comfortable spot where we can focus and close our eyes and meditate on us bringing about positive change in our personal lives and in the lives of others. So let's do that right now. Let us close our eyes. Let us find a comfortable position where we're going to sit and get ready to focus on bringing about some positive change. And if we can do that, that would be great, because now we're going to get ready to go into the prayer and get ready to get started on the prayer. So let us see what we can do, and we'll be on our way to a brighter day. Yes, indeed. So, my brother, are you ready to do the prayer with us?
Yes.
Okay, let's get ready to move forward.
Heavenly Father, divine spirit of thee, O Father, we ask you to come upon all of us right now as we listen unto this spiritual connection to thee, O Father, which we consider prayer. And so we ask in the divine order of things, Father, concentration on meditation as well, come into our hearts and minds and our body, that we would understand those things in which we need to change, we can change, and those things in which we can't, that we would keep seeking thee, O Father, and find out ways in which we can change those things ourselves, O God, as they will not change for us for years. Father, we ask the divine spirit of God, the spirit of the power that you have given unto us. As you have left us, you said you did not leave us without a divine order of protection, with a divine order of guidance, with a comforter, to comfort us in those times of uncomfortability. Oh, Father, we thank thee for all thee hath done, and we admonish thee in our mind right now. We accept thee in our heart and our spirit and our mind, and we call upon thee to give us a divine order of things in which we need to do to change ourselves, to change our family, to change our neighbors, and to change the people in the society. We thank you, Father, for all that which is good. We thank the Father, the Son, and the Spirit itself. Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right, my brother. Thank you for your prayer. So now we're getting ready to do three deep breaths, and we're going to go right into the meditation. First breath, breathe in deep. All peace, calm, and total relaxation.
breathe out all stress, anxiety, and tension, and let it go, let it go, let it go. All right. Next breath. Breathe in deep. The true reality of who you are. For you are not a limited person, but you are a son and daughter of God that has the ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things. So right now we are ready to breathe out all fear and doubt, telling us that this can never come about. We're letting all of that negative fatigue go as we let go of that negative breath so that we can start to live our very best. Next breath. Breathe in deep. Once again, the power, our God-given power of God that he has allowed us to have so that we can bring about positive change in our life and in our community. We can manifest wealth. We can bring about positive change in the minds of our people, and let us breathe out all the negative feelings, all the negative lies, all the negative energy that we've been told over the years. Let it go, let it go, let it go. And let us now breathe in the vibration of knowing beyond the shadow of a doubt that we can bring about positive change in our community and in our lives as well. But all we have to do is see it, believe it, so start to achieve it. Yes, indeed. And through the grace, love, and mercy of God and Christ, I know these are some things that can definitely come about. Doubt. All we have to do is know that this is something that we have the power and the ability to bring about. But the thing about it is, we must believe it in order to be able to achieve it. And once we start to see things from this state of mind, that's when we can truly, truly start to see some positive things come into mind. Not only into mind, but come into the reality of what we can manifest. Because right now, what we are about to focus on is saving the lives of our youth. Because right now, as Jesus has shared with us in the past, he said if we focus on seeing the divine love of God in Christ in the minds and hearts of these youth that want to kill each other, that hate each other, that want to do each other in, and we see God's divine love and Christ's divine love truly ripping away all this negativity, then what's going to happen is we're going to be able to see their mindset totally change, and that their heart will be filled with the divine love of God in Christ. And this will bring about a new reality for them to live, no longer caught up into hatred and anger and the desire to kill, but now they can reach out to help one another. Now they can reach out to live a life where they can truly be a blessing to one another. And this is what we need to be, no longer caught up in all that negativity. So all I can say at this point is that our time is here for us to truly start to see that we can definitely live within a new reality. You do not have to be caught up into singing the song of woe is me all day long. But what we can do is start to see that we can make a new reality of positivity come our way. But we have to believe it in order to achieve it. So what we need to do right now is to focus on seeing the power that God has blessed us with, and utilize that power to truly, truly see great and wonderful things to come about. And once
we start to see it, we'll know that we can utilize this power that we have been given, and that is not something that, you know, we've been told that can never come about. God would never share with us any kind of spiritual power. These are all the lies of Satan that we do not need to accept. But what we do need to accept is the fact that we have the ability to truly start to see that we can live in a new reality. Because as long as we are dealing with all this negativity, what will be is the negative energy of what we see. And that should not be where we are. Right now, what we are dealing with is the fact that new and positive things can truly start to come about. And in order for those new and positive things to come about, what we need to do is start to see within our hearts and minds a bright light of confidence and knowingness, and bright light of faith in ourselves and in God that is telling us that we have the ability to do, the ability to make things happen and bring about a new reality. You are truly, as Jesus says, the very powerful words, the things that I do, you can do, and even more. The things that I do, you can do, and even more. The things that I do, you can do, and even more. And in us doing these things, it will bring about a new reality for us to see, to be successful as we reach the mountaintop of success, where we can truly achieve our very, very best. No longer focused on seeing things from a down and out perspective, but seeing things from a true reality of what we can achieve. And as it has been said in the past, as we keep our minds up on high, our goals and dreams can start to fly. As we keep our minds up on high, our goals and dreams can start to fly. Because once we start to see things from that positive perspective and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that through the power of God and the teachings of God in Christ, we can truly bring about some wonderful things to come into our life. And one of the things that Jesus said, and one of the things that Lord Jehovah said as well, he said that you are made in the image of God. Wow. He said you are made in the image of God. And the wonderful thing about that is that if you can be made in the image of God, how can you be a failure? How can you be a loser? How can you be someone that cannot really manifest the things that you desire to manifest in your life? You can manifest it. You can bring it about, but you must believe it and know that God and Christ is not lying when they said that, because that's the thing, that once we come through, we're seeing things from a new perspective, that we have the ability to truly, truly be a person that can go beyond the limitation of what we're supposed to do. Just know that these are the lies that we do not have to hold on to any longer. For as Jesus said, you are a son and daughter of God, and you have the ability to really bring about great, awesome, and amazing things in your life. So right now, what I would like us to do is to see ourselves as magnets of wealth. And as we are magnets of wealth and have the ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things, what would be nice for us to do is to actually see that we have this ability to really bring about prosperity, wealth, and great abundance, that we can magnetically draw it into our lives. Not just a few nickels and dimes, but I'm talking about hundreds of thousands and hundreds of millions and even billions of dollars into our life. But we have to believe it in order to achieve it. We are true magnets for wealth that have the ability to bring huge amounts of wealth and prosperity into our life. And as we bring this wealth and prosperity into our life, we can truly start to see a great new reality. All I can say at this time is there's no question about whether it can come about, for it can truly come about without a doubt. But we have to believe it, we have to see it, we have to know our true identity as sons and daughters of God. But once we see it and believe it and know beyond a shadow of a doubt, then all our great, wonderful goals and dreams will start to come about. But first we have to know that with total confidence and knowing this, that we are true sons and daughters of God. That, as Jesus said, the things I do, you can do even more. And that was not a joke that he was saying. He was speaking the God's honest truth. But the only thing is, we have been taught for the last 400 years that we could never do anything close to what Jesus can do. But that is the lie of Satan once again, because they want to keep you down and out and believing that these are things that can never come about. But all of this is nothing more than lies for us to hold on to. But you can either hold on to the God's honest truth that can set you free, or you can hold on to the lies of Satan that can bring you down and out without a doubt. So we are setting ourselves free from those lies that have been told to us over the last 400 years, and now we're starting to see ourselves in the God's honest truth of what we can do and be. So this is our new reality, no longer being stuck in all of this negativity, because we have the ability to truly, truly manifest wealth, prosperity, and great abundance can come into our lives. But we must believe it by releasing all that negative doubt that we have been told for so many years, from childhood to adulthood, and let it all go, and know that we have the ability to really start to show that we, as magnets for wealth, can draw hundreds of millions and billions of dollars into our lives. But we have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that all of this can truly come about. You have the ability. You can truly make it come about. And don't even think for a minute that this is something that cannot come about. We can bring it about. We can truly start to see that this is our new reality. But the only way that we can make this our new reality for us to see is that we have to believe it in order to achieve it. We have to believe it in order to receive it. So right now, just for a moment, I just want you to see yourself as a great, awesome, and amazing magnet for wealth, prosperity, and great abundance, drawing unto us millions and billions of dollars coming our way. And as it comes into our possession, we will not only use it to help ourselves, but help our family, help our community, and even help the world community, so that we can bring about positive change, not only for ourselves, but for the lives of others. So that those who are suffering in pain and agony and sorrow can come out of all of that negativity, and we can truly, truly start to see a wonderful new reality. So all I can say at this point is I do thank each and every one of you for coming on the call. And just know for a certainty that we can definitely bring about a new opportunity for us to see that we have these great, awesome, and amazing new realities. We do not have to be stuck in the negative things that we see in the world today. But what we can do is truly bring about some wonderful change that can truly come about without a doubt. And we have the ability to bring it about. So let us see what we can do to bring about this new reality for me and you. Because we have the ability, but the only way we can truly start to see this new reality is when we start to really bring about what we can do to make this new reality come through. And that is what is so important for us to know, that something that we can do. So for the last few minutes, vibe on the fact that you are a true son and daughter of God that can make wonderful and amazing things come about.